The poll of 453 soldiers who served in combat between 2003 and the present found that more than a third were driving unarmored vehicles or being forced to weld scrap metal onto their Humvees to protect themselves from roadside bombs. While the poll shows by 2005 60% of vehicles were armored, Stephen Kastner of Cedarburg says the bombs the insurgents are using have also improved.
The armor was always inadequate because the guerrillas boosted their explosives and the projectile penetration power immediately.
Kastner's son was killed by a roadside bomb this summer, and he's enlisted the help of Wisconsin Senators Herb Kohl and Russ Feingold to demand that the Army speed up delivery of more heavily armored Humvees designed to withstand the more powerful explosives.
Until voters let the Congress know that they are disgusted with these soldiers being sent out on suicide missions, it won't stop. I think that's the bottom line.
And that's exactly the message the group who sponsored this poll, VoteForVets.org, wants to send to Congress as the midterm election approaches. Iraq War veteran Jeremy Broussard is a spokesman.
And we're 5 weeks before the election. They have time to ask the candidates and the incumbents, where do you stand on these issues? Have you had an opportunity to vote for the troops in terms of really supporting the troops by giving them the proper equipment, proper armor, proper funding for the VA? If the answer is no, then they should hold them accountable.
Political analysts predict that candidates' views on the conduct of the war in Iraq will be crucial in this election, but it's not clear how much clout veterans and the families of deployed soldiers can have on pushing incumbents or challengers to pledge more funds for the equipment they say is needed to fight the war. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.